It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Congresswoman Claudia Tenney. Congresswoman, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Great to be on. You know, I when you talk about the hard line, I used to have a radio show called The Hard Truth. So it's kind of fun to hear it.
Well, I hope you like the new theme song.
Yes, I do. It's good.
let's go back to Thursday afternoon when we kind of got teased because they said they were going home, and then all of a sudden there was a verdict. What was your initial thoughts when you heard guilty on all 34?
I wasn't surprised at all. I knew there was going to be some kind of directed effort by this prosecutor. There was nothing coincidental about any of this between the prosecutor, the judge, the procedural irregularities throughout the entire trial. I knew from day one they were going to do everything they could to make sure they got a unanimous verdict on every single count, and they got what they wanted because they subverted what is real justice. They embarrassed and just made a mockery of New York's once venerable justice system. There is no way that this crime, or alleged crime, which it really wasn't, you know, a violation of campaign finance law, which is under federal jurisdiction, to try to thread this needle and put it into a state court, all for the calculated reasons to make it impossible for this kind of charge to be pardoned, for example, because we know it's a witch hunt, unless it's Kathy Hochul. And so I don't think there's really any shot that Donald Trump is going to get justice in this court in New York City under this judge and under this prosecutor. It was all calculated to get the verdict they wanted so they could label Donald Trump as a felon in another attempt, an endless attempt, obviously, to criticize and to smear Donald Trump and also to prevent him from winning, all now getting even more concerned by the Democrats because not only does he continue to win in the key swing states, he continues to gain ground with Americans all across the country, even those who may not like him. Many are starting to feel sympathy for them, even some who probably won't eventually vote for him. But I think they certainly will not vote for Joe Biden. They'll vote for a third party if they don't vote for Donald Trump, which means this is going to help Trump.
You know, the statement that I got really sick of hearing on Thursday was no one's above the law, right? We heard it from Kathy Hochul. We heard it from Congressman Tim Kennedy. We heard it from Joe Biden. No one's above the law. But, you know, if you look back in history, I mean, there have been people in government right now who have pretty much been treated like they're above the law.
Oh, well, look, this is the Democrats' battle cry. No one's above the law, but they are above the law. Hunter Biden's above the law. Joe Biden's above the law. Hillary Clinton is above the law. You know, Hillary Clinton actually used money out of her campaign finance account, over $130,000, to spend on the Steele dossier, which was a document using federal resources to try to smear President Trump and claim that he was a Russia collusion asset. And all this proved to be not only criminal, but she got a fine and she paid it. So how is Hillary Clinton above the law? And what about, you know, destroying her server where she was engaging in government work on a private server in her basement? How is bleach bidding her phones and smashing and breaking up cell phones to destroy evidence? How is district attorney or U.S. attorneys in the Hunter Biden case that was disclosed by the whistleblowers, people who came forward? One was a Democrat who said that Leslie Wolf, who was an AUSA, an assistant U.S. attorney, ordered them not to reveal evidence and advised the Biden campaign back in 2020 where evidence was being hidden in a storage locker for Joe Biden. And they went and were able to get in before any case was brought. They were able to bring remove any evidence that might have been in that storage locker. How is the National Archives covering up all kinds of information and refusing to disclose information that we need in our investigation of the Hunter Biden scandal, not coming forward with the information? All of these agencies that are working with President Biden are all controlled by President Biden, you know, obstructing not allowing the evidence to come forward. It took incredible investigative journalism by Miranda Devine and others to prove that the Hunter Biden laptop was indeed authentic. Ashley Biden's diary is indeed authentic. But who do we prosecute? We prosecute the people that have brought this stuff forward, not the people who have actually committed the crimes. And look at 51 different intelligence agents went out and said this was clear case of Russian disinformation, including Adam Schiff, who's probably going to win and be a senator. Talk about somebody who's above the law. These people swore an oath not to lie. They lied. They knowingly lied about the laptop. They knew it was authentic. They knew it was going to be devastating for Joe Biden. The FBI and others manipulated this information to make sure that didn't come out and that this laptop would not come out during the 2020 campaign. And evidence showed in polling that had people known about the Hunter Biden laptop, they wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden. This could have changed the whole election. So this entire episode, all the way back from 2016, it has all been an exercise in either election interference or an attempt to take down President Trump, whether it's been numerous sham impeachments, the sham J6 show trial that Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger led because they have an incurable case of late stage Trump derangement syndrome. And what did they do? They all self-destructed. And who's standing today, you know, out there still raising money, standing for our freedom, but none other than President Trump, who I'm proud to have his endorsement. I've also endorsed President Trump. He's the only solution we have now to really save our country and to bring back the freedom, which, by the way, so much of our freedom and so much of the original thought in conceiving of our Bill of Rights comes from our great state, the state of New York.
Congresswoman, Donald Trump was on Fox and Friends this morning, and he said he's okay with going to jail. He's not going to beg the judge to not put him in jail. This judge has done things against the norm in this case. Do you think there is a chance Donald Trump ends up in jail?
You know, I don't know, but I think that the Democrats are probably rethinking the strategy where they know they've created this sham type of case against Trump here in New York, the same one in Georgia. Jack Smith is getting blowback for his political attempt to take out Donald Trump. I think they may rethink this. And this judge is 100% political, 100% compromised. My father was a New York State Supreme Court justice, served in Buffalo a lot, by the way, Buffalo across the state in the years when justices traveled around the state. Why? To provide a different viewpoint. This is what we had in the system before, so that you could get a fresh set of eyes on a local community, not a judge necessarily that knew all the parties, but someone a little bit more objective. And so I think that they may recalculate this. Now, this judge, remember, you know, his daughter is engaged in raising millions of dollars for Adam Schiff, who's a liar, who is someone who...
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All the people who are above the law, that's the person. So I do think that, you know, this is something the Democrats are going to recalculate, and don't be disillusioned. I mean, don't be surprised. The Democrats are all in on this. Alvin Bragg ran on getting Donald Trump. He needed this judge to get all the cases because they knew they had what they wanted, the judge that would give them the verdict they wanted, not the judge that would be have equal justice under the law, live up to his oath. I mean, Alvin Bragg really needs to be removed by Kathy Hochul. You know, we have violent criminals in New York City. We have laws being changed by Alvin Bragg. He doesn't care about the safety and security of the people in New York City. All he cares about is getting Donald Trump, putting another pelt on his wall, This is all this is about. It's pure political. It is not about our justice system. And that's what's so dangerous about this. This is what you see in the Soviet Union. This is what you see in China. You know, if you don't like someone, you just take them out with the legal system. And this is exactly wrong. And every American should be worried. They could be one of these people. And I bet you there are a lot of people out there that feel that they've been wronged by the justice system because it was unfair or cases weren't prosecuted. And that does happen. We do have dirty cops. We have bad people all the way from the federal government down to these local courts. But we always have to continue to hold them accountable as a bar association. I know I've spoken out as a member of the New York Bar that we cannot tolerate this or we're going to have a complete erosion of our system. So I hope that we, you know, I hope that with the Bar Association and the claims that were going to be made, I know Lee Stefanik filed one. I'm planning on filing some kind of letter to the Bar Association, the Ethics Committee, the Judicial Conduct Commission about what's happening here. We can't allow this to happen in our system or we will truly have no equal justice under our laws.
Dean Phillips, Congressman Dean Phillips says that Kathy Hochul should pardon Donald Trump for the better of the country. How likely do you think that is?
Well, you know, it's nice to hear that from a Democrat, Dean Phillips, who's actually a friend of mine, and he's part of a group of a kind of an exclusive group that we have in Washington called the Reagan O'Neill Club. And it's a group of Republicans and Democrats, equal numbers. I was an original co-founder of it. And the mission of this group is to make sure that we get along. We don't have to agree politically, but that we understand each other from a human side, from a friendship side, and we can respectfully disagree. And we do. But one of the great things about this, there is absolutely no political fundraising, no gimmicks allowed in this club. It is a very unique group in Washington, and Dean Phillips is among them. And there is a level-headed guy, and I'm so glad to hear him say this because he knows it's wrong. But I'm sure he's not a supporter of President Trump in any way, but he knows when something is wrong. And you know, Democrats need to stand up and take the same position as Dean Phillips. There's not a chance that Kathy Hochul will do this because she's a political partisan. She's doing exactly what the left-wing, communist, Marxist Democrats in Albany that run everything are telling her to do, mostly out of New York City. And I say that I urge anyone, watch the legislative channel. There are members of the legislature in the House, in the Assembly and the Senate, in our state legislature, that celebrate Karl Marx. This is not a good thing. They celebrate authoritarianism. And this type of thing, this type of issue. Unfortunately, Kathy Hochul faces a veto-proof majority in Albany, and even if she wanted to do the right thing, she won't do it because she's pressured by politics.
Now, you know, we hear from some on the right saying it's time to do it to the Democrats what the Democrats did to Donald Trump. Find someone that, you know, a red state AG can put up on trial and give the same type of judge and jury. Do you think that's the way to handle this? And do you think that is something that will happen?
I don't think the right thing to do is to retaliate against the Democrats. I think the right thing to do is to prosecute crimes. Let the facts lead where the crimes are. We know there are crimes out there. Let me tell you something. I sit and I can't talk about some of the classified briefings we've had on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, but those are things for prosecutors to look at. There are crimes here that are being committed that the Democrats are turning away from. If this were truly, you know, a sincere prosecution of Hunter Biden, for example, Hunter Biden has committed, there are other people, like, for example, just the $6 million that Hunter Biden has received in so-called loans from his, you know, honey daddy, I don't know what else to call him, his sugar daddy, this wealthy guy in California to pay his taxes. And has Hunter Biden counted any interest, the loans on the loans being forgiven, imputed interest? Are we getting at this at the applicable government rate? You know, I was a tax lawyer, you know, and while President Trump is being pursued for, you know, any kind of financial issues with his company, this campaign finance, you know, claim, why aren't we should follow justice under the law. We shouldn't be retaliating. We shouldn't be vengeful. We should make sure that justice is blind. And where there is a crime, we prosecute it. And there are so many Democratic crimes that have actually been left alone. And Donald Trump, when he got into office, chose not to use his Justice Department to go after Hillary Clinton. He wanted to move on and help the American people. Now, I think in the hindsight, he was probably wrong. He probably should have prosecuted her for the crimes she committed. But, you know, this is what happens when you have a system where vengefulness and the pursuit of power at all costs undermines and corrupts the system. I think we need to go after criminals if they commit crimes, not because of their political persuasion, but because of the crimes they actually committed. And this is the kind of thing that we have to look at. You know, James Comey, the former attorney general, famously said no reasonable prosecutor would bring this case against Hillary Clinton. But more information came out, and then he changed his mind. A very political attorney general who much like the current attorney general, Merrick Garland, refuses to bring the crimes against Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and linking them to our greatest foe, China. They're attached to the Chinese Communist Party. If he were clearly trying to find a justice under the law and equal justice, he would be pursuing these channels against Hunter and Joe Biden. But he's not going to do it because of politics. And I think we have to take as much as we can as human beings. We're imperfect, as conceived by our God. But we have got to try to look at these things objectively and find real cases. And they're out there. And that's what we should be pursuing, real justice, not trying to make political witch hunts, which is what's happened to Donald Trump, all because the Democrats want power at all costs, at any cost, including throwing out our venerable court system and our venerable system of justice that is very fragile if we are not sticking up for truth and for equal justice.
One final question, and that has to go with the White House and President Joe Biden's planned executive order to shut down the border crossings, you know, just in time for the election. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't know what he's waiting for. He's always had the power to do this under the Immigration and Nationality Act. The president has very, very broad powers to shut down the border. He's had the power to do this all along. You know, as Dorothy found out, she had the power to get herself back to Kansas. Joe Biden has had the power to do this all along. He's chosen not to. And I'll tell you why, Joe. The Democrats have a scheme under Joe Biden's executive order of 2021 to bring as many illegal immigrants in as possible, and they are converting them into voters. And these people are going to be turning in votes in the swing states. This is my guess and what I've looked at my information. I'm going to be coming out with an op-ed on this. And those people are going to be putting in ballots. They're not going to be showing up at the polls where they could be verified and where we could determine if they were actually citizens eligible to vote, because this country requires that only citizens can vote in our elections. They are going to be showing up, and they're going to be filling the drop boxes. I think that's code for cheating, but they're going to be filling up our coffers, overwhelming our boards of elections who are charged with administering our elections and getting as many ballots in the box for the Democrats. And Susan Rice is heading up this effort. This has been discovered. Documents have been revealed. This is, again, more electioneering, more manipulation of the process, because the Democrats can't win on policy. They're manipulating the process, and they're going to try to get as many of these illegal immigrants to vote in these swing states and in these key areas where Republicans are beating them in the polls, whether it's in House races or Senate races. And this is what we've got to be on top of as Republicans. We've got to make sure that we have free and fair elections. As the co-founder and of the Election Integrity Caucus, we are on top of this, and we are going to sound the alarm everywhere we can to show where the Democrats are trying to subvert our free and fair election system.
Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, as always, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much, Joe. Great to be on.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.